This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang has abducted students from an Islamic school in the north central province of Niger. A spokesman for Niger State Police said in a statement that gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tagina in the Rafi local government area of the state. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and couldn't walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom since December. Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett in Israel threw his crucial support Sunday behind a unity government to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what might be the end of a political era. Bennett's decision, which he announced in a televised address, could enable the opposition chief to put together a coalition and hand Netanyahu his first election defeat since 1999. Israel has held four elections since April 2019, that ended with no clear winner and left Netanyahu and his rivals short of a parliamentary majority, with the veteran leader remaining in office as head of a caretaker government. Netanyahu's rivals have cited the prime minister's ongoing corruption case as a main reason why Israel needs a new leader. They argue he might use a new term to legislate immunity to shield himself. Netanyahu denies the corruption charges. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airline passing overhead to land and then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been on board that plane. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show, his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days. It had just more than 165,000 cases. Deaths rose by 3,400. The South Asian nation's tally of infections now stands at nearly 28 million. The death toll has reached 325,000, this according to Indian Health Ministry data. Modi also praised the country's ability to fight natural disasters amid the pandemic. Two cyclones have hit the country this month, including the most powerful to hit its west coast in more than two decades. It killed more than 150 people. And another cyclone swept into eastern India from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, flooding hundreds of low-lying villages and making more than 50,000 people homeless. New restrictions on voting in the U.S. state of Texas are nearing the governor's desk. The Republican-led Texas Senate early on Sunday approved a sweeping measure that would eliminate drive-through voting and empower partisan poll watchers. It would also impose new limits on Sunday voting, when many black churchgoers head to the polls. President Joe Biden called the Texas bill part of an assault on democracy. The bill still needs approval in the Texas House before reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign the bill into law. And the chief editor of a popular internet news site in one of Belarus's largest cities has been detained on suspicion of extremism. The arrest Sunday of Hrodno Life editor Alexei Shota comes amid a crackdown on independent journalists in that country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.